inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground.
An emergency harvest of zucchinis and cucumbers, how to top tomato plants, and starting with a late summer, early fall planting of vegetables right now. With us on the line for this week's edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
We've talked a little bit a while ago about the rain and about the conditions making everything a little moldy and the fungus growing. So it sounds like that some of the more vulnerable plants, the zucchinis and cucumbers, they should probably be coming out, right?
Yeah, it's in my greenhouse. I mean, and I keep it as open as possible for as much air circulation as possible. But the fungus growing on the leaves, on the flowers, and even onto the small cucumbers and zucchinis is severe, to the point where removal is pretty much the best option. And whether you're planning for making pickles, whether it be with the zucchinis or with the cucumbers, or something, some other, or just eating lots, that would be good. Again, all that fungus in there isn't beneficial. It's leaving spores behind for future reinfestation, like next year. That'll be, you know, those spores will stay in the soil and stuff. So removing that now is a good idea.
Now, when it comes to tomatoes, have you had any success growing tomatoes in your greenhouse this year?
Well, not as much as last year, of course. On those, I've got, some of them have huge plants. I've got 6 foot tall sun gold tomato plants. They've got tomatoes. We've eaten some, not as many as last year, unfortunately. There's green tomatoes out there. Of course, the tops are still growing and they're still flowering. But again, with the conditions we have, those flowers they're putting out now are not going to mature or ripen. So I'm taking, basically topping those tomato plants, taking off the new growth and clipping off just with fingernails the new flowers. So then all of the energy of the plant, we hope, is going into ripening those tomatoes that are on the plants already. And removing, at the same time, I'm also removing moldy leaves on the tomato plants.
And you're doing all this basically before the weather starts getting colder, less daylight, and the plants start shutting down here for the winter, right?
Yeah, I mean, like last year, I left tomato plants, they turned yellow. I didn't pull the last of my tomato plants out until the 1st of November. They still had tomatoes on them. There was still enough sugar in them, and then brought the last of those in to ripen indoors. And so we had tomatoes into December. This year, yeah, it's doubtful that's going to last. I'm sure they're going to be all out of there, which, again, that's a good thing to get those plants out of the greenhouse. Potentially we can be, I have been, replanting in the greenhouse and in the hoop house some new spinach, which is up already from 2 weeks ago seeding, along with some radishes. There's kale. I mean, I'm not worried about kale dying anytime soon, but kale could be planted now. Mustard greens could be planted in the greenhouse. Again, they are tolerant of cooler conditions and lower light conditions. So use that space productively once the other moldy stuff comes out that gets dumped into, potentially if you've got a hot compost or over the bank or to the dump.
That's kind of a big change there. I thought this was going to be kind of like the end of season show here where we're just kind of harvesting everything and closing up for the winter, but it sounds like we can still do some more planting here.
Oh, absolutely. Again, that spinach, in past years, I've planted in September and October. It overwinters as small plants. I've planted some more lettuce, too, past week. Some of that lettuce I planted last November, I still have some of those plants. These are from plugs that an aquaponics friend is growing. They are still growing. These are 9-month-old. Yeah, 9-month-old. Lettuce plants that are only just thinking about bolting now. I mean, they're nice, healthy, green. They went down to 4 degrees inside the greenhouse.
Oh, wow. Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, man.
Garden Talk is a weekly feature every Thursday morning on Morning Edition during the spring, summer, and early fall. And it doesn't matter if you're a novice COVID-19 victory gardener or a veteran green thumb. If you have a success story that you'd like to share from this season, send us some pictures and tell us about it.
At ktoo.org/gardentalk.
KTOO's Garden Talk with Ed Bajarski is sponsored by Don Abel Garden Center, locally owned since 1936, offering building and garden supplies to both commercial and residential customers throughout Alaska. More at donabel.biz.